Get me a mugshot.
That noise in my ear is like the honestly, most nails on the chalkboard.
The most annoying way to start a podcast. But I need a mugshot because Sid and I were trying to do a little matchy matchy today, and I'm wearing bright orange pants. And as I walked in, our new producer Jackson goes, "You know, Sofa, you kind of look like you're an inmate." And now I'm realizing that I look like a complete inmate and I'm from Orange is the New Black.
Not gonna lie, you kind of do. Not gonna lie.
Okay, but the shoes help
it. Okay, cute though.
Right?
Little accent color. I like that. Okay. I like what I see.
Okay.
You guys, I had a mini Coke, so I'm ready to freaking rumble, all right?
Oh, a mini.
I don't drink pop. I'm not really into it. Whoa. Wired. Let's get it rolling.
Okay, before we start. Oh, okay. Sorry, guys. We're a little slow today. Welcome back to Straight Canada Podcast, where we take pride in saying the wrong thing, drinking too much caffeine, and talking too fast or too much mini Cokes. Here at Straight Candid, we live unfiltered, no edits, deletes, or drags and drops, just two Minneapolis girls who hit record and keep it candid.
Let's get into it. Woo!
Okay, how to do the intro. But before we do anything, I have to show you something that I've been hiding from everyone in this room right now.
What do you mean? Where?
Okay, are you ready? You're going to have to like talk when I put my microphone down.
Okay. Did you bring something in or what's happening?
Get ready.
You're doing something with your hair. I'm scared. Oh my God. You have a lot of hair.
I have a lot of hair.
Holy crap. You have extensions. Oh my God. Oh, you look good. I was going to say, did you cut your hair? And then it kept coming down. And I'm like, whoa, you look good. Let me look at you, guys. Wait, whoa.
Isn't it fun?
It looks great.
I was like, you know, I've always wanted mermaid hair. I'm just going to go get fucking mermaid hair.
Okay, can I ask you, did you pay like with it with your leg or something?
No,
it was extensions super expensive.
It was a very reasonable price. I went to Cage Studio 72 or Studio 74. I don't know why I'm blanking, but it's at Sola Salons in Eden Prairie. Reach out to him. He's awesome. And he had a really decent price.
Holy shit, dude.
And I for a while, I was like, I'm not going to get extensions because it seems like... It seems like fake, but no, because you have the thickest hair I've ever seen.
No.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, I do.
But you guys, I have wanted them for so long and I was like, I'm just going to fucking do it because I want to and I'm not going to let anyone else's opinions tell me not to.
No, I'm liking it a lot. It's really cute.
Okay.
You look good.
That was my surprise.
No wonder you were hiding your hair up in a little bun.
Yeah.
I knew something was up. No, I didn't, but I'm trying to pretend like I did. You guys, just before we get into it, we got a few little updates. Bocella is coming up. It's what, in 2 weekends?
Yeah. It's coming
July
up
17th,
fast.
Right? Holy, what?
July 24th.
Is it?
Sorry.
Oh, yeah. I think I have it in my phone wrong. Oh, that's scary. Okay, well, I would have showed up to the freaking boat early. In my orange t-shirt.
It's definitely July 24th.
July 24th. It's going to be a blast. And yes, we will have Bud Light Seltzers there. So don't worry about a thing. Doggy dog.
I also want to mention the reason why Sid and I are wearing orange today is...
Repping
because we decided, me and Sid were like, we should coordinate outfits for Bocella. So we're both going to wear some sort of like orange vibe to Bocella.
Yep.
So if any candid listeners out there want to like support and you end up going to Bocella, throw a little orange in your outfit just to like let
us
know.
We'll take a pic. We'll take
a picture. Like let us know that you're there for us. I don't know. It'll kind of be fun.
It's fun because then it's like, I don't know.
Yeah. We don't have merch yet, obviously. So we're like, let's just do a little something to have the candid listeners coordinate.
It'll be really fun. Speaking of Bud Light Seltzers and drinking on a boat, Bud Light Seltzers launched limited edition retro summer tie-dye variety pack. Yummy. I spent the entire 4th sipping on these, and so did my sister, and she told me all of her friends hadn't tried it yet, and they were all like taking all of her seltzers like, oh, can I try one? She didn't even get to drink any. Like, she was so rattled about it, but her favorite summer ice, I don't know if anybody is feeling that one, but I think my favorite is the cherry limeade personally.
That's fine.
This boat episode is going to be insane, which we're going to talk about in just a second, but you guys, it's going to be freaking lit. Mm-hmm. And so if you find out when we're out there, we'll drop a pin when we're out there. We'll talk about details in just a second, but if you can find us, you get a seltzer. We're bringing seltzers to throw into the crowd. So come find us if you've got a boat, if you can get on Tonka and do your thing. Also, side note, cherry limeade is still my favorite, but Soph, what's yours again?
I like cherry limeade.
Is it actually? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So cherry limeade, blue raspberry, and also summer ice. And Total Wine is now selling them. So get the frick on that.
Every time I go to a liquor store, I go look now. No, and me too. I've been seeing them.
And
everywhere.
I've been asking too. Yeah. Do you have the retro pack? And they're like, oh, I think we do actually. I'm like, yeah.
I'm okay. Like, oh, you don't? Well, you better get on that shit.
You have to pretend like you have to write something in your phone. Oh, you don't have it. Oh, all right. Anyway, you guys, they're not sweet, and that's why I freaking like them. So both are available for a limited time this summer. So hurry, you guys. You can get them delivered right to your door by going to budlights.com/delivery or pick it up at your local neighborhood grocery store, convenience store, and or liquor store, whatever you got in the neighborhood. Anywho, they're freaking dank.
Talking about the boat episode, we just established a date today. We are hoping for August 8th. So if you're free, we do have a little competition to let a couple listeners on the boat on August 8th to kind of share a candid story. You can do this anonymously. You can do this in person if you want. It kind of depends what you're feeling. But what's going to happen is on August 8th, we'll bring a few listeners onto the boat. In order to be eligible to be on to the boat with us, you have to submit a straight candid story to Sid and I on our Instagram. And it's the best candid story wins. So please start submitting and kind of preface your DM by saying that.
Like you're trying to get on the boat. Yeah. Straight, just be like trying to.
Say trying to get on the boat. Here's my straight candid moment. So that's the first checkpoint. Second checkpoint is to go to Apple Podcasts and leave us a review and also hashtag boat episode at the bottom of your review or something along those lines.
Boat episode. Yeah. That way we can see it. We know you're like trying to get submitted. So
we're checking both those. So send in your straight candid stories and leave us a review. And then we'll have a couple listeners. I think probably four.
Yeah.
We'll go for four listeners to come on the boat on that day. Sick. And we'll record on a boat on Sid's
with
boyfriend's boat, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So we're going to be freaking cruising around. Jordan doesn't know this yet, but he's going to be so excited.
We didn't even check if he was available that day.
I'm just realizing that. I'm just realizing we've been planning this whole thing and we haven't even asked Jordan.
Like, hey, Jordan.
Okay. That well, you know so what? Funny. He's going to have to like it, all right?
Yeah.
He's going to like you too if you're listening and you're on the boat.
Speaking of straight candid moments, should we share ours?
Yeah, actually.
Okay.
Are you going?
No, you go. I'm not ready yet. I have to think for a second.
I have like a pit in my stomach because I've been scared to tell this
one. Oh, God. I'm excited. Go,
my
go, go.
Straight candid moment. I have kept a secret from everyone sitting in this room. And I'm about to lose a friend, I think. So here goes nothing.
Wait, have you not told me?
Uh-uh. I adopted a cat.
Oh. My.
Technically, it's mostly Jordan's. Technically, it is, but I literally adopted a cat. Like, not only have I switched from being like, what the hell is a cat, to cat hairs are gross, to like, I think I'm fake allergic, to I made it up, to it weirded me out about Jordan.
Fake allergic. And
I still get itchy, but I don't really know. Is it? I don't know what it is. Is my shirt? Anyway, yeah, there was a little stray and he was so small and he was sad and his friend was babysitting him and taking care of him, couldn't find him home, and they were going to bring him to PetSmart. And I was like, no, don't bring him to PetSmart. And I panicked and Jordan's like, well, we already have one. Like, I could get another. And I'm like, okay. And I got a cat. His name's Scotty and he's really cute.
I have no words. I am appalled, but I also really like the name Scotty. I think that's fucking cute.
And he's orange and white and he's really cute.
Okay. Candid mascot.
Yeah. That's what I was saying.
A little orange cat.
I don't like cats. Okay. Long story short, I don't like not like cats. I want a dog. I'm going to get a dog. Yeah. It's going to take like two more years, but cats are so low maintenance.
Yeah. I understand if you want a pet and you're not allergic to cats, you want a pet, but you don't want to have to take care of it all the time because if you had a dog, like, bye, you ain't going to your little vacations on the weekends that you've been doing. Mm-mm. But I'm a little disgusted just because I know we record at your place, and now I'm going to have to just take some Benadryl and sit here sleeping while we're recording a podcast.
Well, Mixon would have been there anyway. The other cat.
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
Nothing.
Would have been there.
Nothing. Okay. Never mind. On to the next.
On to the next. You have another straight candid moment for
no,
us?
No, I don't. Okay. I'm keeping that one a secret too. Goodbye. Okay. What's your straight candid moment?
Oh, God. No one picked up on that yet. All right. We don't have to. Okay. My straight candid moment is I have a funny one and kind of a more serious one.
Okay.
I do kind of want to share the more serious one because I think it's important, but we'll start funny.
Okay.
Let me
get a
chuckle. It's actually not even funny for me, but it's just a funny story. So my parents just moved into a new house and we were previously hanging out at my parents' new place this weekend. And I notice a journal diary that was mine sitting in the guest bedroom on top of the desk. Apparently, I had left it when I cleaned out my old bedroom at my old place, and the new owners mailed it to my parents' new house.
Oh, wow. They really thought you needed it.
Uh-huh. Well, I'll show you why I brought it to.
You brought it?
Only because it was in my backpack.
Let me see.
Look at how important this thing
looks. Oh, wow. It looks like wow. Okay.
I spent a lot of time. Yeah.
Like, oh, wow. This is legit.
The issue with this is it is a diary. And yeah, it was like embarrassing. And I talked about,
she closes it out of
I
my
talked
hand.
About like love interests in Barcelona.
Barcelona.
And my mom was looking at it and reading through it. And then I go upstairs to the guest bedroom and my grandma is paging through it as well.
No,
this is when
I
noticed that it was there. And I freaked out and I don't know how far my grandma got into it. But let me just say, I didn't leave out any details.
Can I read one little page for the crowd?
Okay. Oh, God. Oh, God.
Okay, let's start. Let's see.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. This is, I was young before you pick something.
Okay, it says, Dear Diary.
No, it Sophie does not.
I just banged a guy. Oh, I just made that up. I totally made that up. Okay, food, sights. What else does one need in life? I am taking this trip with my study abroad program. First trip I've done with an organization instead of
booking on my own.
Oh, booking on my own.
See, I've
it is nice to not...
My handwriting looks like Kitty Scratch. I got called Kitty Scratch in high school.
Really?
My handwriting sucks.
Oh,
yep.
I think your handwriting is
kind of artsy. Okay, let me find a little...
God, you really went ham on this
something
book.
Something juicy.
Hurry, we don't got a lot of time. She's adorable. What does that say? Why?
What?
Who's that photo of?
Who?
Oh, a random older woman.
That's Anne Frank. I went to her Anne Frank house.
She's not older. Yeah, I bet you feel like fucking shit.
I could not tell that's Anne Frank. That she's never looked like that in a photo ever. Oh my God, I did not know that was Anne Frank. I thought that was your grandma in middle school or something. I'm like, the reason I said old woman is because it's an old photo. It's like very dark. Okay.
All right, so that sizzling moment of the day.
Damn it. I didn't.
I'm sweating.
Fuck.
It's okay. Everyone makes mistakes. Everyone has
Jesus.
Those days.
Okay.
Okay, I'll get back into a serious moment.
Oh, you're going to. Oh,
yeah.
You're
one more serious.
Yeah.
So I wanted to share this just because I felt very empowered after it, and I'm really glad that I said something. So,
okay.
I'm trying to figure out the best way to explain this, but there was a lot of generations visiting my parents' house this weekend. So we don't all share the exact same values in terms of politics, in terms of, you know, morals, things like that. So a lot of the times we have boundaries around conversations. We don't talk politics with everyone. We don't talk certain circumstances just because we know, like, we've established boundaries. But my 26 years of life, I've never said something when certain family members in my close group call other people fat. And so, like, we're sitting at dinner and someone walks by and something along the lines of, like, fat F word walked by and they're
talking. Is your extended family? Or something?
Yeah,
or
someone in my family.
Someone far away.
Yeah, someone made a comment, and then people are agreeing and starting to talk about how they must eat a lot and all this stuff. And I'm just sitting there because knowing what I know about, like, disordered eating and eating disorders and binge eating disorders, and I just know there's so much more going on in this person's life than being a little bit overweight and, like, all the psychological aspects that play a part into that too. And not to mention, like, my family is genetically smaller. And they haven't had to deal with that ever. So it just, like, really pisses me off. And I feel like that maybe played a factor into the fact that I had disordered eating in college.
Yep.
It's because I heard how disgusted everyone in my family was with overweight people throughout my entire childhood. And it was all of a sudden, I decided I was about to start a fight. I was like,
What did you say?
I picked a bone for the first time regarding this issue, because usually I just don't say anything. And I'm like, that is so scarring for anyone who has dealt with disordered eating in the past. I was like, absolutely horrible. So I was proud of myself because I kind of opened up to my parents about my past with disordered eating. And I have never once really opened up about that with my family.
Wow.
So I told them that it was harmful. And honestly, like, people got emotional, and I really don't think they're going to say a word again.
Wow.
It was, yeah. It
Are
was,
you glad that you said yeah. something?
And it was...
That's hard to get yourself to say something, though.
I know.
Especially to close family. And well, you
it's
know?
Just so disgusting, because well, they think, like, we all have the same thoughts with certain things, especially no. that. I was like, are you kidding me? They just think that everyone can control exactly what you're eating all the time. And I'm like, you have no idea what that person, like, they probably have a binge eating disorder. A lot of times people that are morbidly obese
have a binge eating problem. Also, access to food is completely different for some people, especially kids who are end up being overweight. Different access to food. And it's not equal. And it's not always going to be the same. I'm proud that you said something.
Yeah.
That's fucking tough, though.
It was. I've never seen this person in my family cry either. And they cried.
Oh, my God.
At dinner in the middle of a restaurant. And felt horrible.
Ooh, that is like shocking. That's I mean, it's good in a horrible way. Yeah. It's good.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Thanks.
I'm proud of you.
Thanks, babe. You're Appreciate welcome. It. I'm sweating.
You're
now.
Very welcome. And your armpits are probably wet, but I'm very proud of
I
you.
I wish you could feel them.
I wish I could. I don't care. Before, I don't care to feel them.
No, you don't.
Okay, before we jump all the way into today's episode, and Soph, thanks again for sharing that straight candy moment because that was huge. We want to talk a little bit about our Andrew. You've heard his name a million times. He used to date Soph. Yes, that Andrew behind the mic, behind the camera. But not Jackson. It's Jackson today, you guys. His dad is
I'm not dating Jackson.
What?
I said I'm not dating Jackson.
Oh, I was like, huh? What? Who about Jackson? So Andrew's dad is doing a walk, and it's starting in West Hope, North Dakota, all the way to Hope, Texas. He just told us this, so I'm trying to get all the details right, and I don't want to mess anything up. He's walking for over 120 days, and he's doing 1,618 miles for our shared humanity is his charity that he created.
It's a nonprofit.
Yeah.
It's a nonprofit, and that's also the Instagram name. So go to For Our Shared Humanity, kind of follow along with his journey. But it's really inspiring. He's just
huge.
He just knows that so many people have so many differences along the country in terms of politics, values, things like that. So his goal is to find that common ground, and it's really inspiring. So go follow along and support the Back Pocket Boys. Andrew is a part of that, so
freaking cool.
Yeah, we wanted to shout that out.
Yeah, shout out to his dad. You're badass. Okay, the episode, the meat, what we're getting into today. Woo! We feel like we're hyped up. We got our new producers. We got our crew now. Ellie's
how are we
here.
Doing? How are we doing, Jackson?
Jackson, hey,
doing well. A lot going on back here.
I love that.
How was your fourth?
It was fun. Fourth was awesome. Went up to the lake. Had way too many Bud Light seltzers.
Did
but
you?
I did. Britt goes to Total Wine and she's like, how many should I get? And she got like 4 packs.
I saw your Snapchat. Did you see the Snapchat
you
sent us?
No,
it was
not
in
yet.
There.
Oh, go look.
Yeah. Go open your damn Snapchat, Sid. Sorry. It was a trunk full.
And we ran out in one day.
Oh my God. No, you didn't. No,
we
you didn't.
Friends, siblings up. It got out of control real fast.
Really?
So we had to load up on Sunday.
God, what a fourth. Go Jackson. You guys, and Ellie's here too. She's chilling over here.
Ellie, how are we doing?
She's just coming over.
I'm just giving everyone the mic today.
Come on
she
over.
She says she's good.
She's good. She's goes, no, it's good.
I don't got much to say today.
She's busy.
You should have seen her prepping before this episode, guys. She was bouncing on a tippy toe.
I know she was. She was bouncing. Looked like a magic trick or some shit. Okay, we're doing life updates today. We haven't done it in a long time. We've covered a lot of ground in Straight Candid. We've gone through a mini lull. We've taken a break, and now we're back and ready to freaking rumble. And I think the only way to start this off is to give you guys an idea of what the hell's going on in our lives. Yeah. Because you probably don't know.
Well, and I realized... So going back to like episodes, our beginning, like 5 episodes and where we were at in terms of careers and goals and values and just like what was going through our minds, those first 5 episodes, I feel like a lot has changed.
A little bit shifted.
Yeah.
Little shifts.
And we talk about like little surface level things here and there and obviously deeper conversations that don't necessarily have to do with exactly our lives. So it was actually, Ellie was like, why don't you guys just update people on what is going on in your life? Because I feel like people are going to be interested. So we kind of posted a little something on our Instagram asking what you guys wanted to know. And we got some good feedback. So we're just going to answer some questions that relate back to what's going on in our lives, what's going on with the podcast, some details about the podcast that you probably have been wondering as well. So without further ado, should we get into it?
Yes.
So someone asked.
Relationship updates. They want to know about our relationships.
Let's hear it. You go first because you're actually in a relationship.
For me, dating Jordan, nothing's changed. It's cat's out of the bag with this one. I'm moving in with Jordan. So I will be living with Jordan come a month from now, which is kind of crazy. You know, we are coming up on our 1 year, which it feels really quick, but
Wait. Rewind, because if anyone did not catch that at the beginning of the episode, where she talked about cats, now you know what she's meaning by saying that we are going to be recording with multiple Jordan's cats already. Okay, so you just said you're going to be living with Jordan.
I'm living with Jordan.
Did I hear that right?
I'm living with Jordan. Okay. I just want to make it clear that I'm moving in, but I also have intention to try out new places and go and stay different places like California, New York with my other friends for month long periods, maybe 3 month periods, maybe 6 month periods. So it feels like a lot, but to be honest, it feels right. And I can't really explain anything else but that, but I finally just let go of, like, if anyone has judgment, they can judge me. Nothing's going to change. If anyone has an opinion on what I'm doing, have the fucking opinion. I don't give a shit. I'm going to live my life. And what am I going to wait to move in with someone because I don't know if I'm ready? You're like, I got to know if this relationship is right or wrong at some point. Might as well do it now.
Also, it makes complete sense. Yeah. Your lease is up. He lives close to me.
Literally right down the road.
He lives close to me.
Neighbor.
He's going to probably be like, yo, like, you're my girlfriend. I'll give you a little discount. You'll probably save money. You can also have a hometown. You can have a hometown here in Minneapolis.
Yes.
And still go do your shit where you want to go travel in California without having to think about all keeping this lease and all everything. That shit.
Yeah. I'm happy with it. And, you know, the Dominican trip, I didn't throw this in, but about Jordan and I, we're better than we have ever been. Honestly, I told Sofinelli this, and I think I told Jackson and the boys this too, actually, but
it was Andrew, I think.
Was it?
Yeah.
Jordan and I like connected so much on this trip and this downtime that like we fell even deeper in love. I mean, like, I'm not even a cheesy person. Like, I don't say stuff like that. So this is like weird for me share.
When you said it, I felt
I had to squeeze it out.
Yeah. You're like, I have to say it out loud. I know it's good for me. But I felt more
emotions
in love with Jordan.
I literally squeezed it out, like pinched.
I kind of pinched my cheeks when you were saying it because I was like, oh, she's going to say
it. She's going to say it. Say it. So, yeah, that's my life. Still dating Jordan. Happy about it. It feels good. Feels good when you find someone good. And it feels good when you find someone that's at a similar maturity level than you.
Yeah.
And someone who checks you. Because Jordan checks me.
Good.
That's the only other thing I was going to say about the relationship is like, he literally, if I say something that's a little ridiculous or something, or I'm being ridiculous because, well, let's face it, I am. He'll be like, what are you saying? Like, don't say that. And I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah, you're right. I'm like, oh, fuck. Now I'm crazy. Shit. But he still loves me. So, hey, Rumi.
Do you check him too?
Soon. Yeah, I do. Of course good. I do. Sometimes. I had to check him the other day.
Oh, good.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good. You got your little checks and balances system.
Oh, yeah. I got him. Oh, yeah. Jared. I almost said Jordan.
Oh. At least it wasn't
who's Jared.
Hey, at least it was during the podcast and not in the bed.
Oh, scary.
Wrong name.
Oh, that would be bad. Scary. Okay, wait.
I've done that before.
Have you?
Yeah, not during bed. During bed.
During what bed. The hell? I'm like, huh?
What? No, but like one of my first boyfriends, he had a twin brother, and I kissed him goodnight and said goodnight blank and said his twin brother's name.
Wait, what?
I was a freshman in college. And he still saw me the next day, so apparently he wasn't hurt too bad, but I wanted to just drive my car right off the bridge on that drive home.
That's horrifying.
Isn't that horrible?
Oh, I hate that. Okay, what's your little
relationship update, please? So, I gotta see what I even wrote down because I don't even, there's not much going on, honestly.
Oh, come on, you got something.
Yeah, so, well, I went on a date, which was like,
Is this a date that I know about?
Yes. Yeah. It was like my first official date in a long time. I was really fucking nervous.
I approve of this date,
which is kind of, if you guys know me, you know I don't get nervous for dates. Like, I just don't really care that much. I'm like, I'm going to decide if I like you. I'm not going to make you like me.
Yeah,
like, I usually go into dates with that mentality.
That's but a good
this,
mentality to have.
But this date, I was like, oh my God, I hope he likes me.
I almost just said his name just because I don't know why. I almost just was like, oh, blank.
Don't you dare.
I can't doubt myself. Like, what's wrong with me?
But I don't know. Like, there's obviously a big lull right now because, like, I haven't seen him since the first date, which was a couple of weeks ago. So I'm just kind of riding that out. I'm not going to be needy.
Nope.
I'm going to have to, you know, if that person, if you're listening, just kidding.
So scared.
I feel so awkward. Cringe. But I'm just saying, like, I there's only so much I can do.
Yeah, you did what you could, and also, if someone wants to be with you, that's when you want to be with them. You know what I mean? Yep. So we'll see. We'll play it out.
I did what I could do. I'm back on Hinge. Ayo. Okay. So Hinge is fun, but I absolutely cannot. I will never go on a date with someone from Hinge unless I know them outside of Hinge. Like, it is so difficult for me to connect with someone on an app. And I know we've had some listeners write about DMing or DMing us about talking about dating apps. And yep. I think we will for an episode, maybe a little segment coming up. But just to get a little touch on it now, it's so hard to, even if you're cute and I feel like you have a good profile, whatever the hell that means, it's really hard to like have any sort of connection. So I have a hard time even like replying back to any Hinge messages. We'll both match with each other. They'll send a few little pickup lines and then I move on and I'm like, I can't do it.
I don't know how you, I don't know. Pictures, mm-hmm. if you have a shirtless photo, I'm sorry. That's...
Well, okay. usually guys put like one shirtless photo on there, but if there's...
Why?
Because you just have to know, maybe. I think they think girls have to know.
I don't really.
But if there's
more... Shows your character. That's all I have to say
about
that.
No. But if there's more than one shirtless, then it's like, okay, now you're getting a little braggy.
What are you compensating
for? Yeah. But I think like one boat picture and you got your shirt off, totally
okay,
fine.
Well, if
you
it's
know what
casual,
I mean?
But if it's you in the mirror?
Oh, no.
With your phone?
No. If there's a mirror selfie, it's already a no.
That's spooky.
But if I do match with someone that I have known in the past, like this morning I matched with my ex.
Wait, you matched with him on...
Mm-hmm.
and
I don't know. There's
Did you message?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What did you say? See you good to see you or something?
So
I don't know.
I liked his profile and I said, LOL, hi.
Okay, yeah.
And then I was like, he probably won't match with me because he broke up with me, which was the one that was...
The one that got a little heartbroken from.
I said, LOL, hi. And then he said something like, wow, your profile is actually way too accurate for you, LOL. And then I don't even remember what I said back, but I should check it. Should I check it? No,
well, look.
I'm just kidding. No. Okay. What's the next question?
Okay, next question is, people are wondering how her jobs are going. Is Sid still doing her 9-to-5? Is Soph still doing her fitness? I'll just kick it off. I am still doing my 9-to-5. I'm still working at a company that I probably shouldn't say. I probably shouldn't say the company, but it's a healthcare company. Did he respond?
No.
Okay. I still work 9-to-5. It's still Minneapolis. You know, you kind of hit a point in work where you have to kind of decide, do I want to continue growing with the company or do I want to, you know, jump off and do something different? And it's okay to feel those feelings out. You know, it's a weird feeling. You don't want to ever feel stagnant. And if you ever start to feel stagnant, I think that's when you have to start to think about shifting your career and shifting what you're doing. And I think that you should always look for bosses when you're looking for jobs, because those are the people that you're going to learn from. Look for positions, but also look for who you're going to work under, because that changes everything. My mom always says, nobody leaves a job, they leave a boss or a manager, right?
Yeah.
So make sure the people you're working with are people you want to be around. I'm not saying that's not my situation. I'm just saying I'm thinking about new things. I'm thinking bigger picture, and I'm really happy with the job that I have because I'm fucking blessed to have it. But you know, my passions stem to other areas like fitness and the podcast. So hopefully one day it'll be full time.
Yeah. And see, I think it's funny because the perspective from our career episode, Ellie, do you remember what episode we actually talked about careers?
She's going to check out.
I think it was like 3 or 4. Let us know.
I think
know.
It was 4.
Or 5.
Yeah, it was 4.
Episode 4. Go back and listen. I think we still have. I think we still have really good advice.
There is good advice in there. I remember it, and there's good stuff. But we definitely have shifted how we think.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah,
yeah.
And I think we're definitely more confident in terms of being able to change our mindset and let ourselves change our mind too. Because
I think
that's
so too.
Normal. Like you're gonna progress in your job. You're gonna progress in your mindset. And I think letting that naturally flow and not trying to hide those feelings that you're having right now
is
going to be really important for your growth. You know,
don't lie to yourself, but also don't ever like feed into that negativity. Cause once you feed into that negativity, you've already convinced yourself, you'll convince everybody around you that you hate what you're doing or whatever.
Yeah.
And now you're living in a negative little pool you just created for yourself. Like use it to your advantage that you have a job and start searching elsewhere. If you're feeling stuck, it's just as simple as checking your connections out and messaging people on LinkedIn. Cause they'll respond. Anywho,
I think Instagram
or Instagram. Like, yeah.
Life has changed. LinkedIn. Sure. If you're still looking for those corporate jobs, but a lot of the jobs I have right now are all from Instagram DMs.
Yep.
So things have changed. Is that your gum piled up over there?
What? I don't know what you're talking about.
That's really nice.
It was in my mouth. It was flying around. I was like,
it's okay. I've definitely done that before.
Are you still doing fitness? That's what someone asked.
Yes. So I'm currently still working for a company called Resolute Fitness. They're a personal trainer training company that kind of hybrid trains. So they do personal training in person as well as online. So you can kind of benefit from both. So you don't have to work with the trainer every day.
Yeah, that's sick.
Yeah, it's honestly a really good gig. The team I work with is absolutely amazing, really fun. And then I also am going to be starting Barry's Bootcamp, which opens the end of July. I think July 17th is the soft opening date.
It took so long to open.
I know. Well, this was a year and a half coming. Like, I was part of Barry's founding instructors from Minneapolis a year and a half ago, and we were furloughed, and now they're finally opening up. So it's going to be really fun. It's a group fitness workout.
It's going to be so hype, though. It's going to be so fun.
Yeah. It's a group fitness workout, so come visit me once that starts. And I'm also, you know, I also run social media for Resolute. And then...
You like doing that, too.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah.
It is really fun.
Yeah, you do.
It's a good time.
Some hustles that have turned into a full hustle. Which
yeah,
is sick.
It's awesome. And because I also just want to talk like career in general, I reached out to, well, actually my high school, what do they call those career counselors? Is that what they're called?
Yeah. I almost said camp counselor, but it's a college counselor. Yeah.
They reached out to all the alumni and said, hey, fill out this Google Doc and let our kids, like high school students, know what they can do in the future.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And just knew the small town that I'm coming from, everyone's putting like, I'm a nurse or I am a accountant or I'm going to blow this shit up. So I was talking about the podcast, like letting people know that you can make money from a podcast and you can make money from content creation. To be honest, the future is in content creation. It's digital. The future is in more than just these jobs. You're sitting at a desk with a boss. Like there's an entrepreneurial path that a lot of kids think that they can't take just because they don't know what they're doing, but that's the point of entrepreneurs. You start and you have no fucking idea what you're doing. When you're starting little side hustles or little side gigs, like you have to just go with the flow. And I think what will happen is people maybe start these 9-to-5 jobs right after college and they realize this is not what they want. And by now they're 30 years old and they don't want to start their own thing. But if they would have just started their own thing when they were 23 years old, where would they be when they're 30?
Yeah.
I don't know. So that's just my rant for the day.
You got to start somewhere and you got to be curious. I think even if you do want to go into a 9-to-5 and because you want like a little more stability or you're a little nervous about doing the entrepreneurial track, make sure you're still being curious and like diving into your side hustles because you need to. I mean, no one's going to do it for you. And if you want to change your trajectory and not have it look like somebody that you're looking at, like maybe it is your mom or your dad, then you're like, wow, I don't want to do what they did for 4 years. Figure it out now. Yeah. Start dabbling in other things.
That's the key is 9-to-5, totally understand you need to pay the bills, you need to pay some loans off. I get it. But focus on that side hustle. It'll be a grind, but you're going to be working on the side hustle before work, after work. Eventually, you try to make that your full time. That's obviously the goal. And know that your parents will probably disagree if you decide to do a side hustle full time. Parents don't quite, that generation might not always support something that's a little more unstable. But prove them wrong.
Prove them wrong. Go out there, do your thing. Do it for you guys. That's what we're doing with the podcast. Also, side note, it's so weird to look back at our episodes. Like we're 35 in. Like that's a lot of, that's over a day worth, almost 2 days worth of content that we've talked about and done. It's insane. And to see our growth.
Yeah.
And to see the different things we've tried to talk about that we didn't really like and like different things that go like this. It's just insane. And it just shows that we're growing too. And we count on you guys to also call out when we're talking about shit and we don't really know what we're talking about and we say something wrong. You can call us out.
Yeah.
You can. I mean, we're giving you permission because we want to learn.
Yeah. And we've definitely grown, but like we still fuck up and we still have episodes that are just kind of like, meh. We still have episodes that are like, wow, that was high energy. Like with having Jackson Adam on last episode. If you guys haven't listened yet, it was so fun. I had numerous friends reach out to me and say they're literally laughing in the car loud. I had a friend call me today. She goes, I stopped the podcast halfway through to call you and say that this is a fucking great episode. She goes, so much poop talk. And
I know. Sorry about the toilet talk.
She goes, I loved it.
We're not sorry.
I loved it.
No, we're just having fun, you guys. And we're continuing to learn and honestly things are going well and we feel really damn good right now.
Yes.
So okay, so what are some things you have been working on within
my turn.
Yourself? I'm reading it anyway. And how is it going?
Okay, you have to start.
No, you said it was your turn.
Well, okay.
You're a psycho. Oh my God. Because I read the question. Holy shit. Go ahead, ma'am.
No, I don't want to go now. Okay. What am I working on? Not getting mad at Sid when she reads the wrong question.
I know.
Okay. What are some things? Sorry, I don't even know what the question was. Okay. I'm working on not binge drinking as much lately. And that's really nice for my anxiety because I have definitely realized that after I drink, the like 2 days after, I definitely have really bad anxiety.
I know.
But just know that the 4th of July, you guys, if you drank, you had fun with your friends. Like, that's what that holiday is for. If you had a great time, I want everyone to know it is okay to enjoy, like, a couple days where you're just eating
have
like shit.
Cocktail.
Drinking, having the cocktails. You reset. Not much is going to happen to you or your body. Obviously, your thoughts right now might be a little toxic just because you were like, oh my God, I like went crazy this past weekend. But just know that things will even out. Your brain will go back to normal. Your anxiety, your anxiety.
Goes back.
Yeah.
Breathe.
Anyways, yeah, it's been nice. I've just kind of been a little more, I wouldn't say sober, but I haven't been drinking a lot just because I have a lot of fun events coming up and I've been kind of saving up for my birthday and for Bocella.
I know your birthday's coming up.
I know.
July
18th.
We have two like really intense weekends coming up. I'm like, oh,
July
God,
18th,
here we go.
And then the following weekend is Bocella. So
okay.
Get ready.
Where's my liquid IV? Like, gotta pack those.
Yep.
Holy shit.
That's what I've been working on.
I like that.
What about you?
Some things I've been working on and how it's been going. I've been working on not really giving a fuck. And that's honestly why I started this podcast in the first place, because I had been a people pleaser my entire life. I had given a shit about people's opinions, even though I didn't really think I did. I haven't given a shit about social media for a really long time, but like even more now, I'm like, I'm gonna post it. I don't give a crap. But no, and having a good relationship and not, you know, not caring what people say about it, or like if people think you're moving too fast, or people just are always gonna have opinions. Yeah. And you know what? Stop giving a fuck. They're not thinking about you day and night. They're thinking about you for 5 seconds. And why should that matter to you? You probably don't agree with something they're doing in their life, but you don't feel the need to open your mouth about it.
Yep.
Don't open your mouth about it. Yep. Leave everybody alone. Let them have their own path. Mm-hmm. But along that, I'm working on making time for me and leaving my schedule open for things that actually matter to me and people that actually matter to me. It takes time, but it's getting there. It's not quite there, but it's getting there. And I have to say no to things and know that I can't be in 14 places at once. And if I say no to someone, they're not going to be mad at me. And if they are, they're not supposed to be in my life. So
I
takes
need
a lot of work.
I need to do that too, in terms of making time for things that aren't work, because
I know
I feel
you and I both.
I feel like I'm definitely grinding like all day. And then by the time anyone wants to do something on the weekend, I'm like, I'm honestly burnt out. Like even this 4th of July, I just couldn't. I couldn't get myself to go on the boats. I couldn't get myself to do anything. Luckily, my entire family was coming to town. I would have felt shitty if I wasn't there anyways.
Yeah.
Like my extended family came and it was a really good time. But I was overwhelmed. All I wanted to do was not do anything.
That happens
and
though.
I know it does happen. But at the same time, I need to make time for even like coffee dates or getting dinner with some girlfriends, because there's people I haven't seen in a while or texted back even. And I'm like, I'm sorry. Like, I'm still thinking about you. I just, there's only so much you can like mentally hold in your brain. And
so much
we
of
get
you
that
you can exude.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's difficult. And especially even with this podcast, sometimes we have to come on and turn it on. And it's not always easy. So
I've told Soph too, like coming from an exhausting day of 9 to 5 and her work, whatever it is. You know what I mean? Like it's like she's working at Resolute, I'm working at the healthcare company, and we come to work at the end of the day and we're dead. Like it's hard sometimes to be like, heck yeah, let's have this convo.
Sorry. My dad's FaceTiming me. Should we answer it?
Let's just answer it really quick. Say hi.
Hey, Dad.
Hello, Mr. Vince Cirksum.
How are you doing?
We're just recording a podcast. What are you doing?
I'm just reading.
He's so cute.
Do you have a shirt on?
Of course I do.
Okay.
He moves the camera up a little bit.
You smoking a cigar?
Nope. I just finished washing Grace, your sister's car, actually.
Oh, really?
That's nice of you.
Very nice.
Well, I'll call you back in a little bit. You have anything to say to the people?
Have fun.
Thanks, Dad.
Two words.
I'll call
fun.
You later.
Nothing else. Cute. It's your dad. He's
well,
the best.
He won't. Like, I want to do a dad cast because your dad would so come on the podcast.
He would thrive.
Yeah.
Though. That's
we
what's
can
kind
maybe,
of annoying. I'm my, like, Dad, chill. Yeah.
My dad has a little, like, social anxiety. He would not want to. So we have to catch him off guard, which is what we just did. So
oh, yeah. We have fun. His little advice. Have fun.
He He was so cute.
Okay.
Wasn't he cute?
Okay, Mr. Van Sturks. He is. And he goes, hey, just wash your sister's car and read a book. He's got his little Minnesotan accent. Oh, it's so cute.
What are we talking about?
I don't really remember our lives changing. But, oh, well, the next question is, has anything in your day-to-day life changed since starting The Straight Candid? I would say getting recognized is kind of weird, to be honest, because we're regular little Joe Blows walking around Minneapolis, and like people are like, oh my God, you're Straight Candid. And you're like, yeah. I'm nervous. I feel like I should be saying, hey, thanks for listening. Like, you know,
it's also kind of scary because when someone does say that, I'm like, oh my God, this is their first impression of me. So I have to, I'm like, hi. Oh my God.
And my earphone. Wowzer. You know? Yes.
I'm like, I need to calm down, but I have a story for you about that.
Okay.
So this is the funniest thing. So I work at Resolute, obviously, and I have a few clients that have come because of the podcast. Numerous. Like, three of my clients right now are because they listen to Straight Candid.
Wait, come. Okay.
Like, come.
Okay.
Want to be trained at Resolute because they've listened to Straight Candid.
Got
sorry,
it.
Sid.
No, I just
you
was
little
very.
Dirty dog.
I know, apparently, but I'm like, come because of the podcast. Okay. Anyway.
Yeah, that came out.
Side note. I literally go, in my head, I'm like, you know that lady with the numbers behind her? It's a meme, and she's going like this. You know that meme?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. Continue your story. ADD. Okay.
My words are not really working today. I'm not going to lie. We're doing what we can. But the other day, Demi, my girlfriend who also works at Resolute, had a consult. So this girl came in and she was wanting to, you know, train. And she goes, I would like to train with Sophie. And Demi's like, okay, yeah, she's actually here right now. And apparently the girl is like, she's here right now. And she goes, can I meet her?
Wait, cute.
So she comes down to the gym and she starts talking to me. And I'm like, oh, yeah, like we can figure out what works for your schedule. And then she goes, yeah, I'm friends with Taylor.
Taylor, my sister?
Your sister.
Oh,
and
cute.
I listen to Straight Candid. And so she's going to be my new client.
Oh, my God.
And it was the cutest thing because when Demi left, she was like, she was
so nervous.
She was nervous
to
come meet
you.
You.
Oh, funny.
But that
oh, my God, that's adorable.
But like, you guys, that doesn't happen a lot.
No, it's not. But it doesn't happen a lot, but it's still weird
it was,
when you're like.
It was the coolest feeling ever.
Cute.
So,
shout out Taylor Kay, because she's going to be on here next week. Mm-hmm. And we're going to talk about divorce, and we're going to talk about family dynamics and older versus younger and the fucking hilarious stories of things that I made Taylor do when she was younger. Holy shit.
I'm so excited
so
for that.
That'll be good. But.
Which is also why I kind of talked about my family for a little bit in this episode, just because I'm not 100% sure I will be there for that one.
Yep.
So if I'm not, I'm so excited to listen to Sid and you or Sid and me, Taylor and you.
Sid and me. Sid and
but
Sid.
It's going to be a really good episode, but it's I may be not really be good. There for next episode just because I have training.
She's got
for
shit to get done.
Work training.
Yeah. But. The day-to-day life though, that's changed for me too, is like, you got to prioritize like hard fucking core. I have to have 30 minutes in the morning. I have to make time for it. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. I had skipped my workout for a little while to get my shit done for Straight Candid before I start my 9 to 5. And that's just not how it's going to fly because I started not feeling good about myself. So if I want to fit in working out and I want to fit in a coffee and then my 30 minutes of doing Straight Candid, I have to wake up earlier, which means I have to go to bed earlier. You just start to evolve into the person that you want to be when you start to get your shit done and want to get your shit done, you make it happen. So if you're not getting your shit done, make it happen.
Yeah.
Make yourself promise that you're going to do that and do better.
I was going to say prioritizing for sure for me too. And there are some days where I feel like I didn't have a second where I wasn't either on Instagram with the Straight Candid or Resolute or whatever else
I know,
I'm doing.
Me too.
But it's worth it. It's worth every second. And I've also noticed myself going to bed. I honestly, you guys.
She's grandpa.
I'm in bed at, this is going to be really bad.
How early? Say
I'm
it.
I'm in bed with melatonin, overdosed on melatonin, already popped.
Scary.
By 8:30 p.m.
8:30?
Mm-hmm. And I fall asleep probably by 9:15.
I'm like having dinner at 8:30.
And
I'm not kidding.
And I wake up at 5 a.m. every
day.
Okay,
you're
Monday
5 a.m.
Monday through Friday.
I'm a 6 a.m. or 7 if I can.
It feels good, but
I can't
that's
usually.
Only if you can. That is only if you can go to bed early. And I've also been, what I've been doing is past 8 p.m. I honestly even told some of my girlfriends this. I won't answer my phone. My phone is on do not disturb.
Good
anytime,
for you.
Anytime past 8 p.m. just because I'm on my phone for a lot of the day. And Instagram isn't even like fun for me anymore. Like, I don't,
it's work.
I don't scroll. All I do is do what I have to do on Instagram, and I'm not scrolling. So I will do not disturb, and I do not want to fucking look at my phone past 8 p.m. So don't call me past 8
p.m. Don't call her. Mm-mm. Can I say something about Instagram really quick?
Yeah.
I think I've said this way back when, but this is one thing that has not changed about like me as a person evolving, is we're talking about us evolving. Are you sweaty?
Yeah,
I'm sweaty really right sweaty now. Sorry, it's so hot. You guys, it's like 96 degrees out. And my old house. But Instagram, I promised myself when I was in high school, because I was really, really insecure about what I was posting, and I was worried about what I was posting, and I cared what people thought and if I got likes and all this shit. And I promised myself, one day when I hit like freaking rock bottom and how I felt, I said, I'm not going to give a shit about my Instagram page. And if to the point where if it got deleted, I would not care. I don't care who I'd lose touch with. I don't care what people, you know, if my account disappeared and people are like, oh, where's that account? Or if they didn't know, I wouldn't care. It's gone. The pictures are gone. Doesn't matter. And I'm to that point, and I've been to that point for years. And if you can start that mindset of not caring and like not caring if it exists or not, it will help you just change your perception on why you do things and what moments you capture in such a different way. And I know if you're an influencer and you're making money and doing all these cool things and sharing cool stories, it's great. And even, you know, us day to day sharing our lives, it's awesome.
I was going to say,
there's different things, but it's just for me, it was like, it was because my Instagram was hurting me.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be hurting you. It should make you excited to share and connect with people. It's different.
Yeah. I was going to say, I'm not at that point for sure. And that's probably one of my faults, but it's
it's part of your work too.
Yeah. For a certain extent, like I'm definitely going to be using it more for clients, for even like hyping up Barry's classes or, trying to get more clients for Resolute. And I like to share things on there that authentically, you know, I learned something from that I like to share with an audience for sure. But I think the more you use your Instagram authentically, the more you feel that kind of connection to it.
Yeah.
But also you feel that connection to it when you're portraying an image that's not yourself. So it can kind of go both ways. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, I do.
So like totally. You at the point where you're at right now is awesome, because you don't have time to post a lot and hype things up all the time, but you're also are not portraying a fake image. You're like in the middle of just wanting to share some fun moments and, you know, being who you are. So
that's who I am. Yeah. That's my social media. Okay, we got a few more questions from people that sent in, giving you guys the updates on what the hell we're doing. And then we have a little update, like a mini wrap up update kind of.
Yes.
Okay. When is merch dropping? You guys. Merch is coming. It's so ready, you guys. It is so ready.
The issue is,
ever
since we said this, like, episodes ago, you guys, I'm not kidding you, we have had a conversation about it every single day with different people, and for some reason, it's fucking complicated. So if anyone's out there that's like, I have literally the perfect material, boom, 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 here you go. Okay, sign us up. We're just struggling a little bit. Obviously, we have something in the works. We're excited for it, but at the same time, we will eventually need merch in the future. So if anyone knows of anything very fast and convenient, please hit
that would
us
be
up.
Huge. No, it's coming.
It's harder than it seems.
It's not as easy as it looks. We wanted something we could personalize and make and create, and you know, we have to outsource it, and I don't want to give too much away, but we have the creation, we have the like the merch, our initial merch, like it's fucking branded, it's sick. Shout out the Instagram of the lady who helped us, will you please, because I don't know her handle.
Danielle. The graphic designer.
Yeah.
Olivia Gardner Design.
She amazing. Created,
yes, she created our design for it, and
badass,
and you guys. More than what we even wanted.
Yeah,
I'm gonna make sure that's her handle as you continue to talk here.
Yeah,
because
so it's coming. These sweatshirts, they're sweatshirts, and they're fucking sick, and I want people to have them during summer, and I'm so excited to wear it and rep it, and I but it's coming. Please be patient with us.
On the plus side, we do have stickers.
We do have stickers.
Very soon.
They're coming.
Hopefully we'll have that for Boachella if you need a little like laptop.
Yeah, exactly.
Sticker. Okay, her Instagram, if you ever need graphic design and you have a vision and you kind of explain it to her, she can create it and make it into a visual. Her name, it is Olivia Garner, Garner Design. And hit her up. She was amazing.
Will you host a live recording of the pod? Yes, we will. And yes, we are working on it. And because we've got the live boat episode and we have Boachella coming up, and because all these fans, you know, all these different things and the different people we have to make sure that are there, it won't be until August. So
can we give them potential places?
I can give you two places. You want to hear? Yeah. You want to know a little secret, huh? Axbridge in Minneapolis would like to host us for a live episode. We were fucking hyped that they want to host us. It's like a wine underground wine bar, and it is sick. Like, the vibes in there are so cool. Wine, sip on wine, chit chat. We'll be sipping on wine. We'll probably say too much, but
their charcuterie boards there are bomb.
They're so good.
It's a vibe.
It's a vibe. The other place is Fairgrounds. I bet you didn't know you were going to say that, except we are literally always there. So we want to host that one, and want it to be more of a Q&A so that people can actually come and get their questions answered or talk about something they want to talk about or offer up different ideas and just hear from people that are listening and have been listening, and we can meet them in person. And that's in Fairgrounds in Minneapolis, downtown. Fuck yeah, we're hyped.
It's my second home.
It's our second home. Last question from the listeners. Last question from the listeners. How's Mouse Georgia? Why can I not talk?
Should let me do that one. How's Mouse Georgia? And what is Mouse Georgia?
I haven't seen my sweet girl. Mouse Georgia is a sweet, sweet little mouse, except she's not very sweet, and she's nibbled on pants and other different things, but she lives amongst us here. And one time I saw her run across the room, and she sat right there on the rug right to my left, and I threw a shoe at her because I said, "Hey, Georgia, get out of here." And she didn't move, and she was doing some sort of heave-ho with her back and her body, and it was fucking scary, so she probably has rabies. Anywho, she lives here with us. She's so sweet. Hi, Angela. She's walking in the door. She knows about Mouse Georgia. And so she's nowhere to be found. I hope she found a new home.
She goes, Sid's roommate, she's back.
She's back. Oh,
no,
God.
No,
she's not back. I haven't seen her in a while. But anyway, you guys, thank you for sending in questions. That's a little life update from us. But we have a quick little rundown. Don't we want to?
I want to do something that it's called What Are We? I guess we're going to name it that. We might do this every other episode, every other, whenever we feel like it. But it's what are we wearing? What are we eating? What are we using product wise? And what are we watching? What are we learning? So let's start with what are we wearing, shall we?
Mm-hmm.
What are we wearing? What are you wearing? Not right now, but like in general.
I have been wearing Zara jeans. They're actually stretchy and they're fucking high-waisted and they're cute as hell. And if you get the right ones, I swear to God, go to Zara. They have so many different pairs of pants that are awesome. I just am obsessed with clothes. So I've tried every freaking from Good American to Madewell to you name it. I've probably tried it. Zara, stretchy pants, high-waisted. Also,
I stopped. Sorry. What? Along Zara. So these girls were walking. I was walking to Fairgrounds. What's
new? Oh, wow. Really?
But these girls were walking past me and they both had the cutest mom shorts on.
Oh.
And they had already passed me. They were probably like a minute already past me. And I kept thinking about their shorts. Both of their shorts were cute.
Yeah.
So I said, I have to know. So I turned around and I ran. I literally ran towards them.
Yeah.
And I go, I'm sorry. I'm so creepy. I go, where are your shorts from? And they're like, they're from Zara.
Zara.
So Zara must also have really good shorts.
They do. I've seen them there. Okay. But anyway.
What else are you wearing?
I was just going to say Amazon, and I'm deciding that I'm going to make a link tree and make a little we wore what or what. I think that's what they're called. We wore what, right?
Like to know it.
To know it. Oh, we wore what's a woman. She's a blogger. Like to know it. Yeah. It's a brand. Okay. Hi. you want to learn from me about clothes? Okay. Anyway, I'm going to make like to know it and show you guys, because I've gotten the cutest shit. Like, especially shirts off Amazon lately. It's freaking insane. Like,
hey, your roommate got toilet paper.
Thank you. No more drip dry.
I drip dried before the episode. God. If you're wondering.
All right. What have you been wearing?
What am I wearing? Also, yes, you should do a like to know it, because one time you sent me an email of a novel of where I should buy my clothes.
I did.
So, and I really appreciated it. Okay. What am I wearing? You guys, I really wanted to get into the biker shorts trend. You know, everyone's wearing it, and I still feel like I look a little manly and bulky and, you know, muscly.
Your quads.
Like, my quads are, like, popping out of them. I'm like, I'm going to wear them, and I cannot find any that I like besides, dun-dun-dun, the usual. I tried everything so I didn't have to buy Lulu because I know it's expensive. I'm like, I'm going to try all these Amazon. But I finally bought a pair of Align biker shorts from Lulu.
You did. You caved.
And oh my God.
You actually like them?
I love them. So I'm probably going to get them in every other color. So that's what I'm wearing. And unfortunately, I did not want. I love
Lulu.
It. Nothing beats it. It's so high quality.
I used to work there. I'm not going to lie. I was the greeter.
Where are you?
Hi. Hi there. Welcome in. Hey, cool. Wait, what are you drinking? The Starbucks drink? Oh my God. Which one is that? Oh, that's so awesome. I love those when I come to work here. What are you guys looking for?
Oh my God.
Boom. Think about that.
You're the girl that I keep my head in. I'm like, I'm just looking.
I know. They're just looking. I go,
just looking.
Yeah. Go ahead.
You're like, oh, but honey, you would look so good in these. Like, let me bring them over to you. Almost like, have you, Have you been to the Buckle? Like, do you know what I'm talking about?
In 2004, yeah, I went to the Buckle.
They almost harass you there. I'm like, get out of my face.
That was the shit.
Oh my
though.
God, honey, but let me try. Okay, you want those jeans? Let me put this shirt, maybe these pants with these shoes. I'm like, calm down.
They're guaranteed you're getting a bedazzled t-shirt and a pant. Yeah, 100%.
With the bedazzled pockets on the butt. Oh my God. Okay.
Okay, wait. Should I just go down my list and you go down yours? Would that be easier?
No, I kind of like.
You want to go back and forth?
Yeah. Okay. What are we eating?
Sorry, I wasn't sure. Eating. Callan, actually, our business mentor, just helped me come up with a different smoothie. And it's actually like, I've hit the jackpot, doggy dogs. This is Callan's. It belongs to her. But we just went to Whole Foods today and I got a bunch of shit. Here we go. Callan. She told me about a smoothie. You get a handful of spinach in there. Maybe you get a handful of other greens. You put either an avocado or banana in there to make it creamy, okay? Then you put hemp seeds and or flax seeds in there. Just a little spoonful. The trick is to buy them already shredded up and blended. Whole Foods, they have them on sale for your Prime member. Boom, chickajow.
I put that in my smoothie this
really? Morning. Stevia. Soph is a lover of stevia. Don't even get her started. Yeah. A little half dropper of that in there.
Way too many.
A clean protein, like a collagen protein. I'm blanking looking at it right now, but I can't see which brand it is. Of course, I think it's Primal Kitchen.
It is.
And it's a vanilla and it's bomb. Just different, find ways to sneak those veggies in. I'm freezing a zucchini right now to throw in veggies and sneak it in there, and cauliflower. And guess what? Cauliflower is not a starch. I don't know who the fuck told me that, but if you did, I'm going to come for you and I'm going to find you. Because I haven't been eating cauliflower because I'm like, oh, this is just a starch. It's like eating a potato. I'd rather have a fry. Liar.
You can... Okay, I'll be curious to know if you don't taste the vegetables in there, or do you?
No, I don't.
Okay, cool. Sometimes when I put like cauliflower, zucchini, I taste it, or kale.
Oh, really?
So I always,
yeah, I taste the kale.
I always just do spinach and a little bit of spirulina. I don't know. It's like an algae. Also, pro tip, collagen, great. I always add that in my smoothies, but it's not a complete protein, which means it doesn't have all the amino acids. So sure, add a scoop of collagen, but also add a protein.
You should do maybe, half and half.
Yes, like whey or protein isolate some sort, just because it has all the amino acids. Okay, that was my side note. But
anywho,
what am I eating? I caved and got an air fryer.
You did?
Because I honestly, sometimes when I come over to Sid's to record, I'm like, can I bring my dinner so I can air fry it?
I love my air fryer. If I had a fire, that was the one thing I'd grab. Oh.
So I'm going to give you a detailed, not too much detailed recipe. What'd you just say? I missed it. Sorry. I should have laughed.
No, I go, I laugh by myself. I go, if I had a fire, that's one thing I would grab, my air fryer.
Yes.
And I go, and I held it. Sorry.
Okay, so here's what I made in the air fryer, the first recipe that I made. Sorry, your nails feel really nice.
I know, she was squeezing my nail. Mm. Remember when she wanted to bite one off?
I do. I want to.
That's
right now.
Scary. Gross.
So I got an air fryer and I wanted to make chicken nuggets, but a healthier version, obviously. So I cut chicken breast up. I had three bowls. One was almond flour. One was egg wash. And one, no, you just wait. If you've had Quest protein chips before, they're so good. I crushed those up and used that as breadcrumbs because I didn't have breadcrumbs. I got creative and I used the nacho flavor one.
Yum.
So I did almond flour, dip the strip in that. Then you put it in the egg wash and then you dip it in your roll it in the Quest chips. And I made little strips, air fried it.
Holy
you guys,
shyster.
It was so good and probably that packed with protein. But yeah, get on the Quest chips if you haven't yet because they're
good.
So good.
Dang.
What are we using
you
as
guys.
A product?
So many goodies. Oh, I love goodies. That's why I need to freaking make a link tree so I can stop talking about them and just share them with you.
I feel like this is such a girly episode. Jackson, how are you doing?
Jackson's like, what are these products? I don't give a shit about this shit.
You're doing good?
Yeah.
Having fun? Awesome. Do you have to pee yet?
No. I'd be four.
Okay. Okay. Just checking.
Timeless, it's called. It's on Amazon. I'm going to let you in on a little secret. It's a ferulic acid. I can never say that. Vitamin C and vitamin E. And you put it on in the beginning of the day before you put on your other lotions.
On
your face. It's like a liquid. It's a pure substance. It's the same shit as Skin Medica. And it costs $20 versus like $150 to $300. Oh. It's the same shit.
I should get that.
Same shit.
Okay.
Okay.
Love it.
Get it on Amazon. It's called Timeless. It comes
Timeless.
In a yellow bottle. You'll see it. Otherwise, I was going to say, I've been using the Essence lip peel and I work with Essence. You know, they send me products. I get to honestly try them and then I get to pick which ones I actually like and then I share them out. So if I'm sharing an Essence product, it means I actually like it. Doesn't mean that I have to because I don't have to post anything. Their lip peel. It's fucking bomb. Essence products are actually sick. They're $4. And everything's like under $5.
A lip peel?
Lip peel.
Where do I buy it?
You can get it online on essence.com. It's just the easiest. Otherwise, they're really big in Canada. They started as an overseas company. So they're just coming into like into Ulta and like Sephora. So anyway.
I need a lip peel because sometimes I find myself just going like this to rub off my dead skin. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I go to town on that or bite it.
I go to town all night.
What are you using?
What am I using? Okay, I'm not going to lie. I've been getting a lot of compliments lately on my tan.
Yeah, you have.
I switched brands and all of a sudden everyone was like, oh my gosh, what do you use for a tan? So I use...
Tan girl.
You know, what everyone else uses, honestly. Everyone uses it. It's called Bondi Sands, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And I bought the little glove with it. It's the foaming one. And I like it because as you put it on, you can see it actually working. Like you know where your hand was making the streak versus like Isles of Paradise. You can't tell where you missed or what you've done. I still like Isles of Paradise for my face, but I like Bondi Sands.
Yeah, I agree. That's what I do. Damn.
All right. What are we watching?
Manifest, dude. I'm on the freaking train. I hopped on the train. I know it's Manifest on Netflix.
Do I not know what this is?
Jackson and Ellie are like, oh, yeah.
What is it?
It's a show on Netflix. It's about a plane that disappeared for 5.5 years and it came back and they were like, what? I didn't disappear.
Oh, yeah. I'm into that.
Oh, it's really good. You got to watch it. It's on Netflix. Really mad at Jordan though because he watched like 8 episodes without me and I don't understand how that's okay. So I'm freaking mad. I actually got in a fight about it.
I almost just drank my microphone. I went like this.
I actually was looking at you while you were doing that and I go, I thought you just had something like really wowing to say.
Instead of my LaCroix. Okay, I'm sorry.
It's been a day. Manifest and also The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills and all those. I love Real Housewives, you guys. Oh my God. I love reality TV. So not going to lie about that.
All mine that I'm about to say are reality TV.
Okay. List them. Let's go.
I have an issue. It's like my, at 8 p.m. when I shut my phone off and stuff, that is what I do. I watch one episode of some shitty ass reality TV.
Teresa.
That's the only thing I'll say. In fact, this is a very big sacrifice.
What?
The fact that we record on Monday nights, because I used to go every Monday night over to my girlfriend's and we would have bachelorette nights or bachelor nights.
I know.
And I gave that up for Monday night recording. So it's a big deal for me.
Thank you for being here and thank you for your time.
Thanks. So obviously bachelorette, a little different without the normal host. I'm not feeling it as much this year, but still good. I record it, watch it on Tuesday nights via DVR.
There you go.
But what I recently just discovered is Below Deck.
You just discovered Below Deck?
Below Deck Mediterranean. Oh, the last season was so good. I even spent $15.99 on Amazon Prime to watch it.
Oh, you really committed.
Yeah.
You're really committed.
Is there a way, where do I watch it without spending money?
Bravo.
I need that. Okay. Also, Netflix just dropped another Too Hot to Handle.
Oh, shit. I should watch that.
I'm watching that right now. It's so dirty. She goes, oh. It's so dirty. I love it.
A little show like that.
Oh, God,
You'd be good on a show like that. I feel like it's fun. You're fun and personal. Well,
someone fucking cast me. I'm ready.
We have Learning and Wishing last. And we're wrapping up this freaking shields. But this is our life updates, you guys. I feel like I'm sharing everything. I feel like we're like spilling the beans.
But people want to know, this covers it all real fast.
I know,
what are we learning?
Okay, for me, I'm learning how to make time for me, not worry about other people's opinions, like I said, and continuing to be more self-aware. You know what I've caught? I've caught myself like not saying thank you or like not like holding the door for somebody or like, I think honestly it had a lot to do with being like stuck inside with COVID and like not going places, not seeing people face to face. I'm just like checking myself. If I hear somebody that says something a little bit off, like you did earlier, like making sure I said something.
I got nervous.
Like this girl, when she said, I was like,
oh my God, I'm sorry.
No. But like checking other people around me. Yeah. So being more self-aware. I think that's everybody's goal. I think that should be everybody's goal for the rest of the year. Now that we're out of, not out of COVID, but you know what I mean? Moving out of COVID, hopefully. Be aware. Mm-hmm. Be aware of you and your people around you.
Can I steal that? Yeah. I already talked about mine too. What I'm learning right now is learning that the binge drinking is not what I need to be doing every weekend. Maybe every now and then, like special events.
Mix it in, yeah.
But I agree. I do want to be, I'm learning to be more self-aware. That's more something that I want to work on too. For myself even. Like sometimes I get caught up in the moment, even record this podcast and I say shit and it's like, okay, calm down, Sophie. Or you rewatch, you re-listen and you're like, God damn, I can't believe that's out in the world. I can't believe I said that. I can't believe I came off that way. Just know that like it's difficult and sometimes I say shit and I'm trying to be more self-aware about
it. That's all right.
You know?
You're doing your thing. You're learning. The last thing is wishing. And I wrote here, I said, I wish I was in LA. I wish I had more time to learn and finish my NASM. So when I say LA, I just mean that I feel like my heart is in California. I feel like it's been in California for like 10 years. And I, you know, to be totally honest with everybody, I wish I lived there because I love California so much. Not LA downtown. I'm talking about the coast. I just love the water and the ocean and the chillness of it. But I really wish I had more time to finish my NASM. My test is coming up. I have not been on it. I have not made time for it. I don't even want to say it out loud. And I need to get on it. Otherwise, I just wasted a lot of fucking money. Oh God. So a little stressful.
Can you not extend it at all?
I already did.
Oh, all right.
But they don't give you very much time. They give you like 2 months. So
yeah, I remember that. I didn't really answer this one, but I just want to say about your California thing, more than welcome to do that. We can just fly back and forth and I'll just live with you, you know. It's fine if you just invite me over to your place and we can record.
All right.
They record here. We'll talk about it. We fly Jackson out.
He's like, Jackson, yeah, he's like, yeah, I'll go to California. This dude is literally made to live in a van. Are you kidding me? He's so van life vibes.
He has a man bun in right now. I love it.
I love it.
But seriously, like I love California as well. So we can make it work. About it then. We can make it work.
We could.
Okay.
What are you wishing? To wrap it up.
I don't know if I have anything. I also wish I had more time. I just know this next week is going to be really overwhelming for me. And I wish I had more even like coping mechanisms to deal with the stress that's about to drop on me this week. Yeah. I wish I had a therapist. I have been looking at some and I kind of have decided that I need to start therapy like weekly, just to kind of keep things in check and not always explode to my mom or explode to you. And
I have a good one actually. I should probably, I should send you.
I don't know if we should share the same therapist.
I have a therapist with a few of my friends. She's the same one.
Really? Mm-hmm.
She doesn't connect anything. She doesn't. Okay. Yeah. So anyway,
If it covers with if it's with my insurance, I'll for sure.
Check in with your
dad.
While you say that, check in with your mental health, you guys, because I mean, it can, you know, you can get farther away from it as time goes on. I have not been meditating. I've not been stretching. I've not been drinking tea. I've not done all the things that I wanted to do. And it's time to recheck myself and restart. You don't have to feel guilty for missing all that time, but you do. Like, if you want to feel better and that's what makes you feel good, make the time for it again. Yeah. Just start with tomorrow. That's all you got to do. I should say start with today, but it's also like 9 p.m. So I meant like,
holy fuck.
Start when you have time.
I just realized we haven't even done straight canon moments or straight canon advice.
Yeah.
Oh, this is a long episode.
Sorry, you guys. Your ears. Jackson's like,
Jackson,
I got to pee.
What are we at for time? Do you know?
Yeah, hour and 9.
Oh,
wow.
Oh, my God.
Holy shit.
Okay, let's go fast.
Okay, really quick. I got a little something to give your little ear a little listen, okay?
Can we do it after advice?
Yeah, we can.
Okay, let's do straight candid moments. Welcome to a Straight Candid Stories presented by Bud Light Seltzer. Every week you guys write in and tell us your craziest stories that need to be shared. We reminisce on these crazy candid stories from the past, just as Bud Light Seltzer will have you reminiscing on their new tie-dye variety pack and nostalgic flavors available now for limited time.
Yummy.
Yummy, yummy. So here we are sharing your experiences to make mistakes more laughable, moments more relatable, and candidness more common. So
hit me with a straight
candid. Had a listener write in that I took a screenshot of that I cannot find.
There it is.
Okay.
I'm excited. Here we go. I haven't read this one.
Y'all aren't ready for the most straight candid moment. So during quarantine, I was a part of a multiple Facebook painting groups. Okay, I'm reading word for word, sorry. People could submit anything from their pets to pictures or flowers to nude pictures of themselves as subjects for everyone to paint. Okay. Being an 18-plus group, you could imagine that there was a lot of nudity shared in the group. Since I'm very comfortable with my body, I decided to share a completely topless photo as a challenge for everyone since I'm heavily tattooed and plus size. After about 10 minutes of scrolling, I refreshed my Facebook feed only to see that I posted the nude photo to my personal timeline, not to the group. Oh my God, I was horrified. It was around 4 a.m. and no one liked it or said anything to me about it. But I'm sure someone had to have seen it. To whoever that was, you're welcome. Love y'all.
Oh my God. On her personal page?
Yeah, on her personal Facebook.
She posted
Facebook.
A fucking and think of, topless photo.
You guys, think of your Facebook friends versus like Instagram. Like, I would have much rather done it on Instagram versus Facebook. Facebook's like grandma.
Your
like
family
Uncle
friends.
Uncle John.
Oh, Jesus, right? God. That's like my biggest fear, I feel like. Even though I don't take, I haven't really done that.
I was just going to say, have you ever done something like this? like Snapchat.
I definitely have sent Snapchats to the wrong people where I was like, that's really, that's embarrassing. Yeah. That's
but
fucking,
not like a,
no,
not a
like
nude.
A nude. No.
So yeah, I had a friend one time that obviously was taking a nude as a friend. I'm like, maybe it was me. I don't know. Taking a nude, posted on your story for a couple seconds versus like the actual person going to send
it
to.
Oh, I've seen someone do that before. I caught someone that I had to tell them
that's
too.
Sad.
Awkward.
The other day, one of my good friends.
Oh no.
I'm going to say her name just to see if she listens and see if she
don't.
Calls me. No, it's funny because it's.
Okay.
It's
I was like, if it's a nude, don't
so
say.
So her name's Maddie Meyer. We were just like,
Maddie.
We were just fucking around one day and I was in the goofiest mood and I wanted to pull a prank on her. So I call her.
Oh no.
And I go, Maddie, what's on your story? Did you mean to post that? And I was
mean.
Like, it's like a naked picture. And she,
you're mean.
She freaked out. She
my sister's
really
done that to me before.
Out. She goes, she like cried. She like veered off the road, like pulled over and was like freaking out. I'm like, I'm so sorry. I didn't know you were driving for one.
You're mean.
But I was just, it's a really good prank. If you ever need a
I got to
do
that. That's fucking hilarious. Taylor's done that to me, my sister. I'm like, get out of here. Okay. Little advice question before we wrap up, you guys. So this is the advice we got this week. I absolutely dislike my boyfriend when he drinks. He's the most thoughtful person and we have an amazing time otherwise, but I always feel like when he drinks, he turns into this immature boy. Even after a couple of drinks, he can't have a mature conversation, talks over people, or will say things that he don't make any sense. I'm so embarrassed by him when he drinks and don't know if I can put up with this for the rest of my life, even with how great he is sober. What do I do?
Oof.
Hmm.
I had an immature relationship similar to that. That's,
I did as well.
That's hard.
I will say, unless they're cutting out drinking, that person's never going to leave. And you have to make a decision as the person as a whole, including all the bad pieces. And if you can't handle the bad pieces, it really doesn't make it the good pieces worth it. And eventually you'll just start to taper off and realize that the person that you really like and all these great memories that you have will start to get imploded on with these negative memories of like them being drunk and saying these horrible things. Also, that is a reflection on you. If that's a person you're dating and they are, you know, doing things, I hate to say it, but that's your significant other. Like,
And
you know, you don't want it to be a reflection on you, but that's exactly my point.
If you haven't brought it up to him yet, obviously start with that.
Oh,
and
yeah.
If he can't respect the fact that you're almost giving him an ultimatum, like you either need to stop drinking or, I can't deal with it. And if he doesn't respect that, then you kind of have your answer.
This is where you grow your self-respect and realize that you shouldn't have any like corners you have to cut for somebody else. Like you don't create corners for anyone else to cut. So why should you be cutting corners for somebody else? That's what I have to say about that.
So straight candid moment. We had a straight candid advice. I have a straight candid review
shit.
I thought was kind of,
okay, read
that
it.
I thought was kind of cute. So, okay. It says, everyone listen the beep up.
Like
these
that.
Two ladies will have you cracking up, nodding your head like they can see you and just overall make you have a good time. If you can't talk, if you can talk on the phone for an hour, don't. Sorry, I fucked this up. If you can talk on the phone for an hour, don't pop them in your. I'm reading word for it. That's why.
Okay.
Don't pop them in your ear. Instead, you won't regret it.
Okay.
I'm like OG to the podcast. I'm in their DMs every week almost. I actually wish I lived in their city so we can be besties. I love this podcast. Found them on TikTok and I legit am never leaving. Sin's so far great. And that's what we need right now is positivity. Boys, you can listen too. Keep up the great work.
Oh, that was nice.
I just like the beginning. Okay, everybody,
everyone.
Listen the beep up.
I like that intro. Cute. Thank you for the review. Please keep writing them. We need them. They support us. They make us grow. So fucking write them
keep
if you can. Before we wrap up, I'll be real quick, but we got to talk about something, honey. You got a groom. Yeah, you. I'm talking to you. Summer is here. Are your dad bod or six pack kind of girl? Either way, our friends at Manscaped have the fellas' hairy bodies covered. Okay. They just launched their fourth generation performance package, which includes the Lawnmower 4.0. You heard that right. 4.0. Four. Trim from the leaders in male grooming so the man in your life can join the 2 million worldwide who could trust Manscaped and are going to use Manscaped for the rest of their lives, okay? Go to manscaped.com for 20% off plus free shipping with the code CANDID20. A few things I have to say about that. You know what? Nothing worse than a guy with bad hygiene. I'm just going to say that. Like, you can say that, right? I said it.
Right.
This pack is super nice, too, because you get the Lawnmower 4.0 Twimmer, the Weed Whacker for ear and nose.
The Weed Whacker!
TBT to our other episode and the Crop Preserver Balls deodorant for hot weather. Okay. plus crop reviver toner, performance boxer briefs, and a travel bag to hold your man goodies. Also an LED light so you don't shave off your knickers. Jackson knows what we're talking about on that one.
We ain't shaving off no knickers.
Also, this little machine is waterproof and seal the deal with Manscaped's liquid formulas because they're in there. Okay. You guys, I saw them at Target. Like, this shit is everywhere. Everyone's getting on the Manscaped train. So get on that Manscaped train. Okay. Get your 20% off plus free shipping with candid code 20 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off free shipping with the code candid20 at manscaped.com. Hot girl summer. And we have to get your man up to par.
Damn, Sid.
Ayo!
Good
wow,
job.
That got kind of loud in my ear. I even heard it there.
Ayo, ayo. Okay, good job. Oh.
Ooh, that's hard. Okay. You'll get it nice on the job. Third try. They say third try is a charm. You guys, thank you for listening this week at Straight Candid Podcast on our Instagram. Hit us up. Follow us. Send us those Straight Candid moments.
Let's do it. And shout out to Back Pocket Productions and Jackson, our new producer, killing it on his first round, first episode. Honestly, he showed up and Andrew's like, Jackson, here you go.
That's what you do. Figure it out. Gotta go.
Bye.
We're
so
proud of him.
It. Proud of you.
Thanks for being along on the ride. I do have to say really, really fast before we wrap up, we've got a lot of freaking amazing episodes coming up, including an OBGYN, someone who's dealt with addiction, someone who is in a wheelchair bound, and a lot of other people coming. So let's do this shit.
Yay.
Stay along for the ride. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
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 Oh, we just got
like boxed into the phone. Bye.
Oh. Hey.